This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
World champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let it roll. That's enough. 20 in front of six. Good morning. Wake your ass up. It's Monday. Here we go. Gonna get a new week rolling. What else you got?
We were talking NCAA tournament before, Jerry, and yeah. I said I wanted to see it on the Discovery Plus app since it's Warner Brothers Discovery. So a fellow named Witas on the Twitter says to me, NCAA has an app. It's free. You can watch every game.
Oh.
And then I knew he was wrong. And
he is wrong.
Yeah, you got to sign in with your cable.
Oh, okay.
So you don't. Really, probably the cheapest way to do it, if you don't have cable and you're a cord cutter, Paramount Plus. Because at least you will get the CBS games.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and right. They're all CBS games.
No, they're on True TV.
Right, but doesn't CBS run them all? You have CBS announcers. Isn't everyone a CBS Mike Flag? Every game? Like, CBS owns the NCAA, the rights to the NCAA tournament.
Right.
And those other stations are their properties.
This is what I'm saying, Jerry.
So confusing.
You and I work in sports media,
and we're
correct?
Not sure.
And we don't know. Right. That makes sense.
True.
Paramount
true.
Plus.
You would think.
Paramount Plus.
Which I got to get this Paramount Plus. I don't have it yet. But I also said I got to cancel. I have too many of these streaming services.
Yeah.
And I really want to watch Tulsa King. There's a bunch of things I'd like to watch. But I got to cancel some stuff first. It's too much.
Okay, I've got an answer, Jerry.
We've got an answer.
Because Spike hates when we do this, where people, and I hate it too, when hosts are just on the air not having any information. He's correct.
He's right. Yes, I agree.
All March Madness games airing on CBS will be available to stream simultaneously with the Paramount Plus Premier Tier subscription, which is $10 a month.
Okay.
All right. Good enough. Good enough for me. Got an answer.
Good enough for me.
Got an answer. Now, did you happen to see, and I can't share any of the details, Jerry, because I don't think I can say them, but if you look, the Michael Irvin versus Marriott situation.
Yes.
We did get some more information of what Marriott is claiming was said by Michael Irvin to this woman.
I have a couple of thoughts here.
All right.
And you can't even
they're vulgar.
That she's claiming he said.
Yeah.
Here's the problem for Michael Irvin, and then I'm going to give you the problem Marriott has, which is why this is so complicated. Michael Irvin has admitted that he was drunk. Had drinks. Leave it there.
And didn't recall even the interaction.
Correct. That's a mark against him.
Mm-hmm.
The mark against the Marriott is they refused vehemently to release the video. Why? If he said what she said he said, what's the harm in releasing the video? Because you have it on video. So, and then those two things, I don't know what to make of it. And then you come back to he said, she said. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem for Michael Irvin is his track record's not great. Recently, it's been fine. But if you go back, not great. Now, the crappy part about this, I would think, is that the Irvin camp will start digging around this woman's life. I don't know how you rule on things like this.
It's going to get ugly.
Unless you have video that has audio, which I have not seen that. Anything I've read is that it's just video. Or you get some expert lip reader. I don't know.
I did see some video that was taken by people in the Marriott that night.
Okay.
I did see some video on Twitter, but you can't hear their interaction.
That's the problem.
but it doesn't look like anything.
And wasn't it quick?
It seems, if that's the only interaction they had, it looks quick, and it looks like I said, you can't hear what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't look like trouble from afar.
Were they laughing, smiling?
Hard to tell.
Can't tell
the
that
angle,
either. Right.
The angle. But it was clear video. It was just at a distance.
Yeah. I don't know how this gets resolved because his career is on the line.
Yeah.
Now, if he did it, he's a creep. Understood. If he didn't, he could lose his career over something he didn't do. I don't know.
Right. And then you also, this is the other thing that happens in these situations is this story will ultimately just fade away and flutter because it's going to take forever.
But yeah, but not for him.
Right. No matter what the outcome is, this will be on him now,
yes,
even if he didn't do anything wrong.
And NFL Network is not going to put him back on until he's exonerated of this.
Yeah.
If he ever does. Yeah. So it's a crappy situation all around. Because if he did it, he's a creep. If he didn't do it, she's a creep.
Yes. Someone's a creep.
Someone in this situation is a creep.
Now, I have a couple other NFL notes I'd like to get
NFL.
Your take on, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know that the Buccaneers are one of those teams that I like to pretend I'm a big fan of.
See, now that's a team I actually have no problem with you being a
fan
of.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
but they don't have a quarterback now, Jerry.
They're going to be bad. Yes.
Well, what if I told you that Baker Mayfield is the Bucs' target?
You know, they're
going to
be bad. Yeah.
You wait.
He doesn't do it for me.
You telling me? If I have the Buccaneers with Baker Mayfield down there slinging it in the big sombrero.
Who's the coach?
The former Jet guy.
He's still there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not going to be good.
You're putting us on Todd Bowles, Jerry?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I put a lot on the young receivers from last year. This year, it's going to be on Todd Bowles.
You're saying a Todd Bowles-Baker Mayfield marriage ain't doing it for you.
Well, why don't you check the odds on FanDuel?
Probably
they're not
going to
be
right?
good.
So you're saying that's not going to move the needle?
No. Over, under on wins, 4.5.
See, I liked the idea of it when I saw it on paper. Now you're talking me out of it.
Well, the one thing I would say you got going for you, it would be the division. You've got the Panthers, right, who are going to have the number one quarterback with their trade with the Bears, who could struggle year one. So you kind of dismiss them. You've got the Saints and Derek Carr. Are we really afraid of Derek Carr?
I am.
You are.
In that division, yeah.
You mean as a Bucs fan?
Yeah.
You're concerned about Derek Carr?
Yes.
Okay. What team am I missing in the NFC South? Help me out.
You got the Bucs. You got the Falcons. They suck.
So here's the deal. Go 8-9. You might win the division. Maybe it works for Baker Mayfield.
Right. What did the Bucs make it? What were the Bucs this past year where they got in? Were they
8-9?
They were 8-9.
8-9. Yeah, because they were 8-8, and then Brady didn't really play that last week.
Just go
they
8-9.
Finished 8-9.
Just go under 500 and win your division.
I will. You know what? Looking at the division.
Now you're liking this Baker Mayfield to the Bucs.
No, because they're not going to do any damage.
Oh.
But they could win games inside that division for sure. So.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why is no one excited about Adam Thielen being on the free agency or being out there now that the Vikings let him go? I feel like
it's a great question.
I think if
this was 2 years ago, there would have been a big. He didn't have a great season.
Partly because
Justin Jefferson is phenomenal.
Right.
He kind of went from being the go-to guy to an afterthought. But I agree with you. If someone needs a guy, there's a guy.
Right. They're like, oh, after 9 years, Adam Thielen's been released. And then there wasn't like this big buzz of people knocking down doors to get to him. I don't understand.
Well, we'll see when the tampering starts today if people are knocking down his door.
Oh, they couldn't be knocking down the door yet.
Well, if he was released as a free agent, then I guess technically you could have.
Someone's knocking
down
the door.
I don't know, man. These rules are bizarre.
I love when you go, tampering can begin to get today. That sounds like a crime.
It
sounds like you just said, Jerry, today we can begin doing crimes.
It's like, what is that movie where they give you one day every year where you can do whatever the hell you want with no penalty?
Yeah,
is it The Purge? What's the movie?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, though, yes?
Kind of.
Not really.
I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it either because I turned it off. I thought it was so stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid.
But I did see parts of it.
Yeah. They're like, today, you may tamper. Tomorrow, you may randomly assault one person.
No, you can't
These
assault
are the
anybody.
Rules.
No, come on.
Tampering period begins.
Tampering is not assaulting. Stop
and then,
it.
So you mentioned, Jerry, so the Bears were the number one pick. They dealt that pick to the Panthers.
Correct.
But now I'm reading the Panthers might deal that pick. If they like more than one quarterback in the draft, they'll let the other team that they deal with pick the first quarterback.
Right.
They'll take the
and
second
they'll take
one.
The other one.
I like that. It takes the...
the onus off them.
Yeah, the onus, yeah, Jerry.
I know.
Takes the onus off them. They're like, this is who was left.
And you know what the best part is? No one knows if that quarterback's going to be any good.
Correct.
It's the NFL draft is such a sham.
That's why I think the Panthers are like, let's trade this back. We'll take whoever's left. We'd be just as lucky, and we'll get some more picks out of it.
If they don't have good conviction over one or the other, yeah, it's a smart move. It's a very smart move. I don't know. To me... it's like people gear up for this NFL draft like it's the end-all, be-all. There are so many more misses than hits. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I love when you're watching coverage. And with the 17th pick in the fifth round, and then they go to the analyst. Oh, this guy. I mean, this guy's got wheels. He's got great hands. Meantime, you never hear from him ever.
Yeah. Like, and yet
on.
Every year we believe Mel Kiper Jr.
None of them know what the hell they're doing. Right. Where was everybody on Tom Brady years ago?
Nowhere. They were nowhere
exactly.
to be found, Jerry.
You know why? Because he looked pathetic in that picture.
And they were all up in the business of Ryan Leaf back then.
Right.
They didn't know nothing.
It was Leaf or Manning, correct?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the same draft?
Leaf Manning.
That's right.
Who you going to take? Leaf Manning.
Right.
Manning Leaf. Who do you want, Jerry?
Well,
they're both equals.
If I
they're
go back,
both
Manning.
Terrific.
Yeah, Manning. Leaf didn't work out so good.
Jerry, with hindsight being 2020, who would you have taken?
I think Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning,
gonna,
you're alone,
yeah,
me
gonna,
too.
I'm going to pass on Ryan Leaf.
That's what I would have done.
He might punch you in the face if you ask him the wrong question.
I'm with you, Jerry. If hindsight being 2020, I would take Peyton Manning.
Let me ask you this. If you could pick, they wouldn't be on the Colts. They wouldn't be on the Patriots. We'd have to pick another team. Manning or Brady, who would you take? Not on the Patriots, not on the Colts.
Manning.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think as great as Brady was, everything was really went well for him.
We rolled out the red carpet for that guy.
I will tell you, though, and I could be wrong about this, it feels like Manning threw a lot more big picks and big spots than Brady did, though. Maybe I got to rethink that. My first inclination, though, was Manning. I agree. But now I got to rethink that.
I feel like he and Tom Brady's the leader, Jerry. But I feel like Peyton Manning's a step above leader.
People would say he was like a coach on the field.
Yes, coach on the field.
People might not have liked that, though. Brady yelled
right.
at people, too,
both
actually.
Both of them screamed at people on the sideline, which I like.
And as long as you're winning, you can do that.
Correct. You can't Mac Jones it, douche face, as Boomer called him. You can't do that when you're not won yet. When
Correct.
You win multiple Super Bowls, you go yell at anybody you want on the sideline.
Just once, I'd like to see one of these star quarterbacks that yells at the team when they throw a dumbass interception, the team go yell at him. It's almost like you deserve it, for God's
sake. Have a lineman just go up to him and
which we've
pass
seen, but
that.
Not with the star quarterback.
Yeah.
We have seen guys go
I feel like I've
guys.
Seen Peyton Manning and a lineman fighting where the guy went
you're,
back
you know,
at him.
You're right. I think that video just resurfaced about a month ago. You're right about that.
I like that.
Because we had all that stuff with Vanderjack and Manning. That video came. I don't know why,
Peter.
But that like resurfaced. And you're right, there was a lineman that was yelling at Manning, and they were yelling back and forth. That's true.
And Manning didn't like that the lineman was going back at him.
Right, and he had the stupid indented forehead from the helmet.
Big forehead indention.
Sounds about right. All right, are you ready to take a break, or you have one more?
No, I don't want to get into it. Give me the other side, Jerry.
I'll give you the other side.
Okay, is this an Amy Sports Minute?
Roll me over? Yes, it is. You want to guess what it's about?
Yeah. Damn it.
I'll tell you right now, it's brought to you by Jackpocket.
Okay.
Play official state lottery games on your phone. Al is going to guess what the Amy Sports Minute is about.
It's about the World Baseball Classic.
No, you dumbass. The NCAA tournament.
Ah!
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
We've got a couple minutes to go before we get you to Boomer and Geo standing by for this Monday program. What else, Al?
I have a New York Post headline, Jerry, I'd like to read to you. And you tell me, who is this more insulting to, the pitcher or the hitter?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I know where you're
The headline reads this. Shohei Ohtani
right.
struck out by 5'9" electrician at World Baseball Classic.
Well, it's clearly more insulting to the pitcher who went out there and just did his job.
Yeah, but I think more insulting to Ohtani because he's the professional.
Yeah.
This guy had said didn't throw a pitch faster than 79 miles an hour.
I get it, but it's not going to be the worst strikeout of Shohei Ohtani's career. It's not.
And I was
this poor guy's just trying to be a pitcher in this tournament.
And then I look at the next day, he hits one to the scoreboard.
I saw that. Yeah, that was a mammoth shot.
I guess he got.
Were you into the U.S. losing to Mexico last night?
No.
Did you know they played Mexico last night?
Mexico? No, I was not aware of that.
At Chase Field.
Oh, you showed me that.
I did. Saw Pete Alonso popping up. How about that?
Pete Alonso popped up?
I did see him pop up, yes. They were losing Jerry in that game. And then they wound up losing 11-5. So, oh, well. What are you going to
do? I don't know what's going on now, Jerry.
Well, Boomer and Gio are discussing amongst themselves.
Oh, okay. That's not on the air.
No.
I can't tell.
That's why you have headphones on.
I know, but I hear it through the headphones.
Oh, turn it up. You're deaf. What else? Let's go.
All right, Jerry, would you like to race Tyreek Hill?
No. Nor should anybody. I saw he won a big race.
Yes, yeah, it's a track and field meet. How I don't like that he's running in the track and field meet.
Oh, here we go. You want to put them in glass, I know.
What if he pulls a hamstring, then the whole season's over.
Oh, my God. It's March. Stop it.
I was trying to figure out, 60 meters in 6.
So if you were an NFL player right now, you would be basically living your life the way you live it.
Correct.
You'd be sitting home doing nothing except watching Netflix.
I would do very careful exercises, like very controlled weights. You know what I mean?
Very controlled.
Yeah, like
so
on
you wouldn't
treadmill.
Hit the weights hard. You would not be working out trying to get better.
And I wouldn't be outside.
You've plateaued already.
Yeah, I'd be like, work the weights. I would run on a treadmill, which is more.
What if you stumble on the treadmill?
Very unlikely.
People stumble on treadmills.
Very unlikely.
You make the speed too fast. You get tired. You stumble.
Yeah.
You hit your face on the treadmill. Now you got a broken jaw.
I wouldn't go out to the world track and field.
These are world-class athletes,
although,
man.
Although 60 meters in 6.7 seconds.
Why don't you go try it?
That's more than, I'm trying to do the math on this, Jerry.
Yeah, good luck with that. How many yards is 60 meters,
Al? I don't
know.
That's
right,
the part
exactly.
That sucks.
How many meters in a yard, Eddie? 3 feet in a yard. How many meters?
I'm not sure.
Ooh, we stumped Eddie.
WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.